This is the sound of Mexican politics today. In the hall where verbal debate and parliamentary procedure should prevail, there's been pushing, punching, and shouting. The standoff began Tuesday when members of the ruling National Action Party, known as the PAN, took control of the main platform where the new president traditionally takes the oath of office. They did this after repeated threats from members of the Party of the Democratic Revolution, or PRD, and other leftist parties who planned to block President-elect Felipe Calderón from taking office. In the July election, Calderón of the PAN won by less than half a percentage point over Andrés Manuel López Obrador of the PRD, who immediately condemned the election as fraudulent and began a series of public demonstrations attended by tens of thousands of supporters. He has since declared himself the legitimate president and chosen a shadow cabinet. Outgoing President Vicente Fox has made no secret of his disdain for López Obrador, and in one of his last public statements before leaving office Friday, he condemned the PRD actions as an embarrassment for Mexico. He said the situation in the House of Deputies was shameful and foolish, given that more than 85% of Mexicans in recent polls back Felipe Calderón as the legal president-elect and reject López Obrador as what Fox called the quote-unquote legitimate president. But the drop in popularity shown in the polls is of little concern to López Obrador. The top U.S. academic expert on Mexico, George Grayson of the College of William and Mary, says the losing candidate sees himself as a messiah with a historic mission.
López Obrador believes that the system is rotten to the core, and he will move continually around the country in what for him is a moral crusade. So I think it's incumbent upon the next chief executive to demonstrate to the poor in the country, who represent López Obrador's major constituency, that the new administration is sensitive to their needs, and there need to be specific projects that are targeted to uplift the downtrodden.
But in a VOA interview, Mexico City-based political analyst Ana Maria Salazar worries that Calderón may not be able to accomplish anything, given the divisions in Congress evidenced by this week's violent clashes.
Friday is going to be a very important day because it's going to give us a sense of the ability or the inability of the president and the different parties to be able to resolve conflicts. It's going to give us a sense as whether there is going to be any opportunities for there to be negotiations among the political parties in Mexico.
Salazar says a lot depends on the Institutional Revolutionary Party known as the PRI, which controlled Mexico for more than 70 years before being unseated by President Fox 6 years ago. The PRI, which has fallen into third place as an electoral force, can now exert great power in Congress by swinging its votes to either the PAN or the PRD. But open acrimony in Congress could make even normal voting procedures difficult, says Salazar, and there is much to be done.
Next week, the Mexican Congress, the Mexican lower house, the diputados, have to start negotiating next year's budget. It's very hard to imagine how they're going to do it, considering what has happened in the last couple of days.
Ana Maria Salazar and other commentators here in Mexico believe the leftist attempts to block the inauguration of Felipe Calderón will fail. But an attempt by leftist lawmakers to physically disrupt the ceremony will produce embarrassing images beamed around the world, diminishing Mexico's hard-won position as an up-and-coming democracy. In addition, many much-needed reforms are likely to languish in Congress while President Calderón struggles to establish his authority. Greg Flakes, VOA News, Mexico City.
请记住我们的网址是www.english.com。